In 1950, the Red River inundated one-eighth of Winnipeg. 100,000 people lost their homes. Jay Doering is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Manitoba.
You only have to look at the pictures from 1950 to know that having that happen again to the city of Winnipeg wasn't an option.
So in the 1960s, Manitoba built 114 kilometers of dikes, pumping stations, and most importantly, a 47-kilometer, $63 million ditch, the Winnipeg Floodway, to divert floodwater around the city.
Thousands of Winnipeggers sleep more soundly in their beds today because...
Then came 1997 and the flood of the century, which strained the floodway's capacity.
Good evening. It is a state of emergency in southern Manitoba tonight.
There is the potential for the entire valley to be evacuated.
The Red became the largest river in North America, covering an area the size of Prince Edward Island. Doering says it was another wake-up call.
That we probably didn't have the level of protection that the city of Winnipeg needs.
So another $630 million was spent to expand the floodway, and ring dikes were constructed around 16 communities on the river. There have been two more record floods since 1997, and Winnipeg was largely dry. The floodway has saved an estimated $30 billion in property damage, paying for itself 40 times over. But could it work elsewhere? Last week, New Brunswick Premier Blaine Higgs raised the idea of a floodway at the south end of the St. John River.
We can do something in the St. John area to spill more water out into the bay.
Slobodan Simonovich teaches civil and environmental engineering at the University of Western Ontario. He says a spillway could work structurally.
There are definitely, you know, potentials for structural solutions. I know that they've been considering different structural measures, and that never was justified by the benefit-cost ratio.
The Ottawa River Valley, meanwhile, has the opposite problem. Too many communities to protect. Plus, there's hydropower development and concerns around the impact on the Great Lakes. Simonovich says cities like Montreal can get some useful ideas from Manitoba's network of dams, dikes, and diversions, but...
I don't think that a single structural solution will work in that particular area. Finding the best way of managing the system and coordinating among different players will be definitely the solution.
In some cities, with flood threats becoming more common, the only solution may be to move people out of floodplains, like they're doing in parts of Europe. Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.